All right, it is 11 past 8 o'clock here on WPHM. It is Tuesday. It's September, folks. Brand new month. And this is the month that the St. Clair County Child Abuse Neglect Council has the community roof sit. And it's coming up in just a couple of weeks. Joining us to tell us all about it is the Executive Director of the CAN Council, Sherry Archibald. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, thanks. What an unusual year this has been, and as difficult as it has been to plan events and have fundraisers, the need just doesn't go away, does it?
It does not. No, and it has been a very difficult year for fundraisers for all nonprofits in the community.
Yeah. But plans are still a go for roof sit, correct?
Plans are. The only thing that we are changing for roof sit this year is the last 2 years we had what we called Sunday Fun Day, which was not a part of the fundraiser, but more of a give back. So we invited parents and all the children to come out. We had a petting zoo and lots of that fun activities on Sunday. And we will not be able to do that this year, obviously, due to COVID. We do not want to expose everybody to a big group. And so we are canceling Sunday Fun Day, but we will continue to put Matt up on the roof on Sunday, and we will kick off the fundraiser on Monday morning.
There you go. And the it's in 2 weeks, correct? That'll be on the 14th that that all starts?
That is correct. So the 14th, our first day, will be our rooftop rally day. We typically have that on Tuesday or Wednesday. That is the day we have Sheriff Tim Donnellan, Prosecutor Mike Wendling go up on the roof and compete against CMH Executive Director and our Board President, Deb Johnson. And she has a couple aces up her sleeve to see who can out-fundraise the other team.
Yeah,
we'll
that's
start
always
that
a lot
on
of fun.
Monday, yep. And then we will go the rest of the week just with our normal call-in. We're very fortunate that Roof Sit is more of a telethon fundraiser for us, so we do not have to worry about people congregating. We're not worried about people coming in and risking their safety. And we've just changed a few other things. Well, we'll be limiting who gets to be on the roof and talking to them from down below. A couple other things to keep people safe, but this is our largest fundraiser, and so it is critical for us to continue to hold this, of course, and it is what allows us to provide our prevention education in every elementary, middle, and high school throughout the entire St. Clair County to help us teach children how to protect themselves.
That is so vitally important in the crusade against child abuse, for sure. And this year, Sherry, I've got to imagine with, you know, sometimes kids only, escape from problems at home is, going to school, getting out of the house, going, to a friend's house. And kids have been confined at home. And if home is not a safe place, that's a bad situation to be in, isn't it?
That's absolutely true, and one of our biggest fears during this entire pandemic is who's looking after the children who are being abused within their own home. Now, obviously, if outside of the home or at a friend's house or a relative's house is where they're being abused, that has been stopped. But if they're being abused in their own home, we're losing that connection. So typically, across the nation, the number one reporting comes from teachers. So if our kids are not in school and our teachers are not seeing them, then we miss out on that opportunity to report. Yeah. Now, the upside is we did have a couple teachers this year who were able to identify a different behavior in children while they were doing virtual teaching, which kudos to those teachers that they paid that much attention that they actually were able to witness something wasn't correct and follow up on that, and we did end up removing those children, two children, from the home.
Wow. Well, that's pretty amazing. It's amazing to me, Sherry. Well, not amazing, but it's impressive how this community rallies around the Child Abuse Neglect Council, especially for roof sit. This is one where people of all different occupations, zip codes, all get together and say, "Let's help to keep kids safe." And it really is impressive.
It really is. You know, we call this our grassroots effort. This is one of those fundraisers where We're not looking for big donors. We don't really typically have a lot of huge givers for this. It's our everyday people calling in with $5, $10, $20, and that all adds up. And so we appreciate the community so much and what they do for us with this. And it's because of them that we are able to go out and protect the children, to do the prevention education. And then we also do all of the forensic interviewing in our office. So if a child or an alleged victim needs to be interviewed, we bring them in and we interview them with the prosecuting attorney's office, law enforcement, and child protective services all at one time. That way, we reduce further traumatization to the child by not making them have to go from place to place to place and continue to repeat their story.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so important. The way that people can give, there's so many different ways. As you mentioned, you know, you're trying to keep crowds to a minimum there at the Michigan Mutual building where Matt is going to be sitting on the roof. But people can call in donations. They can mail them in. They can do donations online, I think, can't they?
They can. So we have a multitude of ways for people to give. First and foremost, we will have a tent set up outside in that courtyard area where people still want to come and drop off money. We can have somebody come out to the car. They can run in. So we can do it that way. Always, they can call. We have volunteers manning the phones, and they can call that number. It's 810-966-9911, and that is our actual office number. We just transferred over to there. And then, of course, they can mail them in to our office at 1107 Military Street. And last but not least, they can go through Facebook and our website, which is www.sccstopchildabuse.org, and they can donate right there on our website.
There you go. All right. 2 weeks from this week is when it all is happening. Community roof sit for the Child Abuse Neglect Council, the week of September 14th. Are you ready, Sherry? Are you ready to do this again?
We are ready. It's one of our most favorite times of the year. We love having Matt up on the roof and all of the excitement around it. And, you know, it's critical to this community. It's critical to the children. And it falls right in line with our belief that it shouldn't hurt to be a child.
Absolutely. Best of luck this year. Best of luck this year, Sherry. Thanks for telling us all about it this morning. We appreciate it.
And thank you, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. 1380 WP.